as he was leaving the White House this morning, President Trump had a lot to say about Russia and Special Counsel Robert Mueller, a day after Mueller's first public comments on his Russia investigation. The president walked back a tweet from this morning that said that Russia helped him get elected. He called Special Counsel Robert Mueller a conflicted never-Trumper, and he insisted that Mueller yesterday absolved him, the president, of any impeachable crimes.
He said, essentially, you're innocent. I'm innocent of all charges. And you know the thing that nobody brings up? There was no crime.
In fact, Mueller said he specifically did not say that the president did not commit a crime. But that aside, there is a growing number of Democrats now calling for impeachment, and one of them is California Democrat Jackie Speier, who joins us. Congresswoman, you were in favor of impeachment before Mueller's comments. What case are you making to Democrats who aren't there yet?
It is a personal decision with each member. There's no question about that. I think that many members are primed to join in an effort to want to initiate the impeachment process. They're waiting for a sign from the speaker, I believe. And then there are about 40 members who are in districts that were won by Trump that I think see themselves in a perilous position. Now, having said all of that, what Robert Mueller said yesterday was so consequential. It was in his voice. It wasn't, you know, written on paper. It was so clear that he said if we had confidence the president didn't commit a crime, we would have said so.
So why is the speaker and other members of the leadership in your party not where you are on this issue? She has made the case, not directly, but it sounds like her thought is it would actually be politically helpful to the president, or an impeachment proceeding wouldn't go anywhere because it would have to get to the Senate, which is controlled by Republicans, and they're not going to turn on the president.
Well, I think she's looking at the political reality that if we shed all the blood in the House by going through the process, and then the Senate under Mitch McConnell stonewalls, as he is doing with every piece of legislation that the House has passed, and there have been over 100 bills that have been passed by the House, sent to the Senate, and Mitch McConnell has made it very clear he's not going to take any of them up. So the likelihood of him taking up an impeachment action in the House where, you know, blood is actually going to be shed is very remote. Now, having said all that, our responsibility is to the Constitution, is to protecting this democracy. This is a lawless man, and the president is not above the law. We keep saying that over and over again. Well, if he's not above the law, why aren't we taking the steps we should be taking?
Well, so who do you think is going to win this battle in your party? People like you or people like Speaker Pelosi?
Well, my hope is that we will do what is necessary to inform the American public about what's in the 400 pages. To hear a constituent of Congressman Amash say, well, I listen to conservative radio and TV, and I never heard any of these things about what the president has done, is truly frightening, because we are living in our own echo chambers. And the result is, you know, truth does not necessarily rise to the surface. So Justin Amash and others like him who are willing to stand up are true American heroes.
Well, let me ask you one more thing, because this is just one part of the story, the question of holding the president accountable. But at the same time, what Mueller did say yesterday is that he is very concerned about Russian election interference, which may be ongoing right now as we speak going into 2020. Is anything going to be done to protect the nation from that?
That is one of my greatest fears. I have held briefings in the House with expert hackers that have told us repeatedly that these machines are very hackable, that there is no way of really being able to prove that the Russians did not get into these voting machines. And the use of the internet to forward data should be stopped. I think we should return to paper ballots and comprehensive audits after the fact, all of which could take place certainly for the presidential election. We can compel states to use paper ballots for federal elections.
Well, and on that, you and President Trump agree, because he said he wanted good old-fashioned paper ballots just this morning. We'll have to leave it there, though. Jackie Speier, Democrat, who represents California's 14th district in the House, thank you for joining us.
Great to be with you, Jeremy.